Well, hello again, everyone. Phil Giuliotti here, and this podcast is Roots and Foundations. I'm glad you tuned in. So please subscribe or tell a friend about it. But this podcast goes along with a webpage, which is www.rootsandfoundations.org. And there are many audio teachings there, video teachings there. There is a 33-part study of the Torah, which is in video form, and that was meant for Christians who don't really know a lot about Torah or why it's important. And it has, of course, the text. It goes over the text of Torah, but also the emphasis is on how many things in Torah prefigure Messiah Jesus, Messiah Yeshua. And when Jesus in the Gospel of John, Chapter 5:39 says, all the scripture testifies of me. He meant all the scripture testifies of him. Emphasis on the word all. And down in 43 and 44 and 45, he tells the religious leaders, you say you believe Moses, but if you believed Moses, you would believe me because Moses wrote about me. And so, if you look through those videos in Torah, about Torah in that tab on the website, which is just called the Torah class, you'll see as you go through the videos how everything prefigures Jesus as Messiah. Why he came, how he came, why he did what he did in the way that he did it, and how all these things are consistent with what's in Torah. And also, since I'm talking about the website, there are Bible studies there. Everything is free of charge. All you have to do is there's instructions there to let me know which of the courses you want. And I send you a link. And from then on, you can do whatever you want with it. There's no charge of anything. You can share it with your friends. You can republish it. You can do whatever you want. And there's, I think, 12 or 13 books on there now. I'm about to add 1 Thessalonians and in a little while 1 Corinthians, but you can check that out under Bible courses. I think the tab's called courses, and there's instructions there on how to access them. So back to, I was talking about Torah and understanding Torah and keeping in mind that the Bible is a whole series of books, of course, in which the plan of salvation unfolds. And from the beginning of Genesis, and in particular Genesis 3:15, and then going to the end of Revelation, there is a whole panorama of salvation that is revealed. And of course, it is one theme. It is one whole plan. There's not Old Testament, new page. Now that we're in the New Testament, it is all a continuous plan. And so it's important, therefore, not to just study the New Testament, but to study the Old Testament, what we call the Tanakh in the Hebrew references. And Tanakh is not really a word, it's an acronym. The T stands for Torah. The N stands for Nevi'im, which means the prophets. And the K stands for Ketuvim, which means the writings. So you have Torah, you have prophets, and you have the writings. Those are the ancient Hebrew designations. And so since there's no vowels in Hebrew, technically, you can make the word Tanakh, which refers to the Old Testament. And this is what Jews refer to the Old Testament as, Tanakh. Jewish believers refer to it as the Tanakh, and so should we. But Jesus gives the importance of this in many places, and I'm going to do a whole teaching just on that, but you recall so many times where he says, haven't you read? Haven't you heard? Well, the only thing they could read would be the Old Testament. He didn't say to anybody, well, if you wait about 50 years, you'll get some other information that will help you better understand this. He refers back to the Tanakh. And then this is taken several steps forward by Paul, because in 2 Timothy 3:16, when Paul says, all scripture is God-breathed, I know the English translation generally says inspired, but the Greek that's used there means God-breathed. It's theopneustos. And of course, it means that the Holy Spirit breathes out the scripture so that the scripture is a living, breathing word. It isn't just black type on a white page. It's living and breathing. So when he says all scripture is inspired, all scripture is God-breathed, of course, the only scripture he has is the Tanakh. The New Testament is far from being compiled at this point. When he commends Timothy in 2 Timothy, that he tells Timothy that you've been studying the scripture since you were a youth, a very young boy, the only scripture Timothy had was the Tanakh, the Old Testament. Paul commends him for studying that. And it's not because he's a Pharisee. At this point, he's the apostle of grace, the apostle to the Gentiles. He's telling Timothy that when you study the Tanakh, you understand Messiah better. And then one other example that comes to mind right away is when Paul is in Berea in Acts. I think it's 17, might be 18, but I don't have it in front of me. But when he goes to Berea, the Bereans, he said that they were noble Jews, he described them. So they took their faith seriously. They were intellectual. They were well-read. They said, we're going to test everything you say against the scripture. What scripture did they have? The Tanakh, the Old Testament. The New Testament was far from being compiled at that point. So those are just a few examples of what Paul says about this. And he, of course, was the most zealous of all the Pharisees. He knew Torah, he knew the prophets, he knew the writings, probably by rote, because this is what these men did. He spent from the time of his bar mitzvah, age 13, to the day of the road to Damascus, studying in the temple, studying under the rabbi Gamaliel, who was the premier rabbi of the time. He knew the scripture. He understood the words. He said no one was more zealous for the traditions of the Father than he was, of the Fathers than he was. So he tells Timothy, it's great that you've been studying that. You'll have a better understanding of Messiah. The Bereans, they check everything he says, and there's no word there. There's no indication in those scriptures that they had any objections. So when you think about it, what does that mean? It means that they looked through the Old Testament, the Tanakh, and they found the basis for everything that Paul was saying about Jesus, about the gospel, about the cross, and about salvation, because that's what he was there preaching. He tells us in 1 Corinthians at the beginning of the book what he's doing. He says, he doesn't come with eloquent words. He comes to talk about Christ and Christ crucified. He doesn't want to know anything about Christ and Christ crucified. He only wants to talk about Christ and Christ crucified. That's all he wants to know. And he bases it all on the Tanakh, and the people in Berea see no objections. See no objections. And so the importance of studying this gives you the foundation for understanding Messiah. Somebody once described it as, if you start just with the New Testament, it's like coming into a movie that's two-thirds over and trying to understand what's going on. Because there's a whole body of work that describes everything that's going to happen. And so it's important to study the Old Testament. It's very important to study that Tanakh. And, you know, Paul says to Timothy, study to show yourself approved. So when you study that scripture, which is two-thirds of the Bible, by the way, when you study all the Old Testament scriptures, you know what's happening with the Messiah. And this is what I would try to emphasize in places that I teach and in things that I do at One in Messiah, and in particular at Roots and Foundations, that we have to connect all of these things. So I hope you take that into consideration. I hope that this has been useful to you. And check out www.rootsandfoundations.org, rootsandfoundations.org. There also is a Facebook page called Roots and Foundations. Go there for announcements and things. And check back to see when the next installment of this podcast will be.